Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, will drop down to the mid-40s. Winds will be calm. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 50s. As into Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny and breezy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 64.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. With three of the top four ag leadership posts changing in Congress, big shoes will fill for farmers and ranchers. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas and Minority Leader on the House Ag Committee Mike Conaway both retiring, and House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson lost his re-election bid this week. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said the loss of Peterson will be felt in many ways.
But I think also much of the work that he has done to build in not only support from his members down the dais, if you will, making sure that all the members of the Ag Committee are up to speed on the issues at times, whether they want to or not. That education and that kind of method of leadership where you are involving even your junior members is going to serve the committee and I think ultimately agriculture for a long time here.
Randy Russell of the Russell Group says the Senate and House agriculture committees have lost decades of experience.
If you look at Colin Peterson, he has been in Congress for 30 years and as two-time chairman of the House Ag Committee. Pat Roberts, who is retiring, has been in Congress, either the House or Senate, for 40 years and been chair of both committees. Mike Conaway, retiring, has been in Congress 15 years. If you take those three members, that's 85 years worth of experience, wisdom, knowledge, leadership that is no longer there. Now, obviously, others will step up and I'm sure do a very good job, but it's hard to fill those shoes, that void of three people that have been such strong advocates for production agriculture and the food industry. So I think it's going to be a bit of an adjustment.
Both the House and Senate agriculture committees will have several new members beyond just the leadership come January. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the number of COVID-19 cases continuing to rise in the state of Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly has launched the Mask Up Kansas tour across the state, trying to remind local governments and individuals to wear masks and social distance. But she says there's also more to the plan.
As part of that conversation, Republican leadership asked that we would include a public service campaign. That's an approach that I support wholeheartedly. But we also have verifiable proof that counties and states with mask requirements have controlled the spread of COVID much better than those without.
Over the last day, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report an additional 3,000 COVID-19 cases since Monday. The state has also reported 41 new deaths and 91 hospitalizations since Monday as well. KWCH News reports that the monthly positive rate is now sitting at 16.3%. The counties with the largest number of cases still remain with Johnson County, Wyandotte County, and Sedgwick County. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new TO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,900. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebate to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
Several dozen hospitals that serve Kansas patients are reporting that they expect to deal with the staffing shortages over the next week as the state continues to report an average of well over 1,000 new coronavirus cases a day. The Wichita area's two major health systems said yesterday that almost 150 coronavirus patients were hospitalized, their highest number since the pandemic began. The State Department of Health and Environment said yesterday as well that they've added nearly 3,000 confirmed and probable cases to the state's count since Monday to bring the pandemic total to over 92,000. 43 hospitals told the Kansas Hospital Association that they expect to deal with staffing shortages within the next week. And police in Kansas City are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say that officers were called around 12:30 this morning to a home near Terrace Street and Leavenworth Road for a report of a disturbance. Arriving officers found a man inside dead from a gunshot wound. Police have not released the man's name or given details about what might have led up to the shooting. Police say the suspect in the shooting was also found inside the home and was arrested. The death has marked the city's 50th homicide for the year. Mid-America Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
KNDY.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska voters set a turnout record in the 2020 general election with nearly 74% of eligible voters casting a ballot. Secretary of State Bob Evnen said yesterday that voters beat previous records from the 2016 general election by about 68,000 votes. Evnen says 34 counties had a turnout of more than 80% and 4 counties had a turnout of 88%. He says the record will likely increase once counties process an additional 20 to 25,000 ballots and provisional ballots that were submitted on Tuesday. Gamblers could see new casinos in Omaha and Lincoln by this time next year now that voters have ended Nebraska's longtime ban on the industry. Lance Morgan, the president and CEO of Ho-Chunk Incorporated, says the corporation plans to spend $300 million to add casinos at existing horse racing tracks in both cities and Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UGO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term finance into 4 motor credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID numbers continue to spike both statewide and locally as healthcare officials encourage public awareness. On the heels of a proposed statewide mask mandate by the Kansas governor in recent weeks, Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes took to social media Wednesday, announcing that he would put a local mask mandate before the Marysville City Council for consideration at Monday's meeting. He cited a period of exponential growth of COVID cases over the past week and expressed concern for the most vulnerable among us in our community. Barnes went on, posting that, in his opinion, we need to send a message to our citizens that we take this seriously and relieve the burden from our businesses that are trying to enforce this with no backing from local government. Marysville City Council will meet this Monday evening, 7 p.m. A side note, council meetings have been closed to the public and are streamed via the city website. Meanwhile, the Washington County Health Department yesterday released a statement citing potential exposures to COVID-19 at a recent funeral at Zion Lutheran Church Lynn last Friday, October 30th, noting that anyone who attended may have had exposure and should monitor themselves for symptoms for a period of 14 days. Symptoms include fever, cough, chills, muscle pain, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell, fatigue, diarrhea, and/or shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. If symptoms develop, stay home and contact your health care provider or local health department for guidance on testing. In an emergency, please call 911 and advise first responders that you are potentially exposed. Positive cases in Washington County rose to 49 as of Wednesday, up 10 from Monday, with two that remain hospitalized. Although not a point of alarm, local health care officials note that intensive care beds are filling at regional hospitals, which could affect those needing transfer to such a facility. A sixth COVID-related death in Brown County was announced Tuesday, reportedly a man in his 80s, with 70 cases on record in Brown County. Several area school boards, including USD 498 and USD 113, held special board meetings Monday to discuss the pandemic and potential impacts. Valley Heights Junior Senior High last week went to remote learning for secondary students. Homecoming activities at Washington County, postponed earlier this season, were to resume this week. Yet another change as Monday, the district announcing that class wars, crowning, cruise, and dance will be put on hold yet again, citing safety and health of community staff and student body. Sabetha and Wamego schools, among others, recently announcing plans to revert to online learning. 3 in 4 registered voters locally took part in Tuesday's general election, reportedly a recent record high, as 74% of registered Marshall County voters took part, nearly one-third voting by mail or in advance. In spite of no local races on the ballot in Washington County, turnout was 76% of registered voters. Post-election audit of ballots in Marshall County is planned Monday, 9 a.m. at the election office and will include at least one precinct and three contested races drawn at random. Write-in ballots will also be finalized, including results of a write-in candidacy by Richard Hull for 3rd District County Commissioner. Incumbent Keith Bramhall received 902 votes Tuesday. Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson was reelected, holding off a challenge by Crystal Busey. In Nemahal County, incumbent Dennis Henry was unseated for 3rd District Commissioner by Dylan Keim, and Jason Cook won the 2nd District race, fending off a write-in challenge. In Gage County, Don Schuler and Emily Haxby were elected to the Board of Supervisors. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office received a report Saturday of a trailer stolen in the Gulf area. The 2018 quality trailer was taken from 1319 S Road and is valued at $5,000. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Both vehicles involved, including a police cruiser in Beatrice, were totaled in a collision at 6th and Lincoln Streets Tuesday evening. Reportedly, Matthew Laughlin missed a stoplight, colliding with Officer Michael Bolin. No injuries were reported. Martha J. McGinnis, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Martha McGinnis. Patty L. McCord, age 61, of February, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in February. Burial in the McCord Boot Hill Cemetery. Gertis Meyer, Funeral Home of February, in charge of arrangements for Patty McCord. Emma Lou Nelson, age 98, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, November 11th, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Emma Lou Nelson.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Hi, here's your 3 queso burgers. Have a supersonic day. I don't even think I can make this at home for $3.99.
No, you have to buy the meat, you have to buy the queso, you have to buy the bread, you have to buy the cheese, you gotta buy the grill, you gotta buy everything.
The queso burger for just $3.99. A 100% pure beef patty with melty cheddar, zesty cheese sauce, and Hatch green chilies. Only for a limited time. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering only available at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are still looking at quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. We had an upper level shortwave move across the area. Some areas seeing a little bit of some cloud cover across the east central parts of the Midwest into the upper parts of the United States, but we'll have clearing skies. Otherwise, in our area, sunny skies for today. We're going to see some warm temperatures. We'll continue to see mild temperatures and dry weather all the way through the weekend before another system moves in as we head into next week. Bring in some rain showers behind it, some wintry weather, and then some cooler temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-40s with calm winds. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 50s. For Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny and breezy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Check out Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Reflections is a Gold Crown Hallmark store with gifts, decor, and, of course, Hallmark cards. The Hallmark Christmas ornaments are in stock at Reflections in Marysville. Stop by, add to, or start your collection today. Reflections also announces they carry rugs, tablecloth napkins, and cloth placemats. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, your Gold Crown Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, early November, 61. Record high on this date, 83. The average low, 36. A record low of 14. Sunset this evening, 5:22. Sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards, too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
There seem to be two kinds of people in the world, those who sleep with socks on and those who don't. We delve into that heated discussion on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 5th, the 310th day of the year. Singer Art Garfunkel celebrates a birthday, and so-called King of the Cowboys Roy Rogers was born on this day in 1911. During our natural sleep cycle, our core body temperature falls by a degree or two. It's why a cooler room is generally more comfortable for sleeping. But sleep specialists suggest, as contrary as it may sound, that wearing socks at night may improve your slumber. By helping to dilate blood vessels, they can improve circulation, which in turn helps redistribution of body heat. It's worth a try if you have sleep issues. They can also help retain natural skin moisture to minimize cracking and drying. Be sure the socks are loose-fitting and comfortable. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Welcome
Welcome to the Holiday Open House in Frankfort. Get in the holiday mood with Elsie Grace's fantastic food mixes and homemade fudge, the Treasure Chest's greenery and Christmas decor, and the Altstadt Gallery European Antique Shop, unusual gifts for the unusual person. Join them Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5, for the Holiday Open House in Frankfort.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. You gotta love this guy. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, a major factor in turning Arrowhead Stadium into a polling place on Tuesday, going so far as footing half the bill himself to help cover the cost of the 40 voting machines and other necessities that allowed people of Jackson County to vote there. Mahomes said yesterday that everything went smoothly and he hopes it can continue to be used long into the future. More COVID in the NFL. The San Francisco 49ers have shut down their facility after receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for the virus. The team said the positive test came back yesterday morning and Bourne immediately went into self-quarantine. He was later placed on the COVID-19 list. The 49ers game against Green Bay tonight still set to be played, according to a person familiar with the plans. Packers also dealing with coronavirus. Running backs A.J. Dillon and Jamal Williams are on that team's COVID-19 list. Mid-America Network Sports.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
College football. Louisville has paused all football activities, and its Saturday game at Virginia has been postponed at least a week due to a spike in COVID-19 cases. Louisville's athletic director says the program has 10 players who have tested positive and 5 players in quarantine because of contact tracing. 9 Louisville players, mostly on defense, were held out of last week's 42-35 loss to Virginia. Coach Scott Satterfield said afterward that some of the absences were COVID-19 related. Football to golf. Dustin Johnson playing the Houston Open as his final preparation for the Masters. He just didn't realize it would amount to a crash course. Johnson recovered from COVID-19, which knocked him out of 2 big tournaments in Las Vegas and California. This will be his first competition since he tied for 6th in the U.S. Open on September 20th. One upside is that Johnson doesn't have to be tested for coronavirus again for at least 3 months. Again, tonight's NFL matchup, COVID permitting, the Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night regional football action. Marysville at southeast of Saline, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Axta, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort hosting St. John's Beloit, streaming only on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Honor a veteran by planting a tree now or donating to one of the many tree planting programs. This living tribute honors the veteran while improving the environment for current and future generations. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. There are many local and national memorial tree planting programs across the U.S. and Canada. Select one that best fits the veteran you're honoring. The American Forest is the oldest nonprofit conservation organization in the country. Since 1990, they've planted over 45 million trees in the U.S., Canada, and 43 other countries. Many of these were memorial trees. The Veterans for Trees nonprofit organization works with veterans, their families, and friends to memorialize each veteran's service with a tree. They plant trees in public and private spaces throughout the U.S. and Canada. Most botanical gardens and arboreta have memorial tree planting programs. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
In Britt, Iowa, you'll find a section of the town's cemetery that looks different from the rest. The stones are unique and mark the place of people who often did not have a place to call home. But at least once per year, this town was their home. It's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about anything you want to throw at them. Dryshod brings several extra comforts like more arch support, and they are 100% waterproof. They're built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In Britt, Iowa, you'll find the National Hobo Museum and site of the annual Hobo Convention. I sat down with sisters New York Maggie and Connecticut Shorty. Their father was one of the most famous hobos, and Shorty herself has spent time riding the rails. Maggie says hobos aren't who you think they are, though.
We're not the caricature hobos. These were real people. They had real lives. They were wonderful men and women.
Connecticut Shorty says folks like her father played an important part in society.
The hobos were workers. They helped build America. A lot of people mix up a hobo with a homeless vagrant person. Hobos were homeless by choice.
The sister's father, Connecticut Slim, died in 1990. He's buried here in Britt in a special section of the town cemetery. If you visit that part of the cemetery, as I did, you'll notice the markers appear different than most gravestones.
Most of the stones out there were made by other hobos, so they're called like folk gravestones. We know 18 of them. My father's buried out there, Connecticut Slim. But there was also a lot of rail riders buried out there that weren't steam air generation hobos, but pretty much by the 1960s or 70s, they were really fading out, the worker and wandering hobo.
The museum has a wealth of info and artifacts about hobos. Connecticut Shorty rode the rails herself, but while the lifestyle has a bit of adventure to it, she reminds,
we don't recommend young people try to ride trains because it is illegal, it is dangerous. It's something we did because we're maybe a little different breed, some of us rail riders.
Remember, you can hear the full interview about the lives of hobos by following the American Countryside on Facebook. Just look for the American Countryside Podcast. Traveling the Countryside in Britt, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a real estate auction, 119 acres, more or less, Nemahal County crop and pasture land with a farmstead located 3 miles west of St. Benedict in Nemahal County. Saturday, November 7th, sale begins at 10:30 at the Community Center in Seneca. The well-kept farmstead consists of a quality drogie-built two-story home, machine shed, two-car detached garage, barn, and other outbuildings. Farmstead is served by rural water. Property surrounding the farmstead consists of 75 acres terraced upland cropland, 44 acres of brome grass pasture. For inspection, contact John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction. This sale for the late Leonard and Clara Krogman, 119 acres more or less, Nemahal County crop and pasture land with farmstead, selling at auction Saturday, November 7th. Sale begins at 10:30 at the Nemahal County Community Building in the Seneca. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction, real estate broker, and auctioneer.
Koi ponds are a popular way to have a water feature in the landscape. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Even though koi are very hardy, they do have to be cared for over the winter as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Fish are a beautiful addition to a small pond in the landscape. In many cases, you can keep them out there year-round, as long as you give them a little TLC. Mike Swanson is a pond designer with Koi Acres in Minnesota. He says if you plan to keep your koi in the pond over the winter, the water should be at least 3 to 4 feet deep to prevent it from freezing solid. Ice will form on the surface, but you'll need an opening so oxygen gets in and toxic gases can get out.
The most economical thing you can put in is either like an air stone, an air pump, and suspend it around 12 inches to 18 inches off the bottom of the pond. It'll keep water moving, and moving water has a harder time to freeze. The more expensive alternative is to put like a floating kettle de-icer, 1,500-watt de-icer.
Even in warmer climates where the water doesn't freeze over, pumps and aerators are still recommended in the winter. Swanson says once the water falls below 50 degrees, koi metabolism slows down and they stop eating. Don't bother feeding them during this time because they can't digest it and it'll go to waste. If they do get the munchies, they'll nibble on algae at the bottom of the pond. If your garden pond is too shallow for them to survive outside, Swanson recommends putting your koi in a stock tank in a cool, protected place.
If you can keep them between 45 and 40, like in an unheated garage, I can just get some thermal heat from the house. That's about the best temperature to keep them at. All the bacteria and parasites are dormant, so the fish is dormant, and they'll just survive on their body fat for the winter.
Swanson notes you'll have to change the aquarium water at least monthly to prevent harmful ammonia buildup. You'll find more tips for caring for koi over the winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Idea of paying it forward. It's a great way to approach life, doing something kind for others as payback for what someone did for you. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. This idea of paying it forward is actually something God thought up. It says in the Bible, freely you've received and freely you should give. It's easy to only think about giving money, but look at it more broadly. With your time and your talents, you have more resources than you know. With just an hour each week or even each month, you can make a difference for your community. You could volunteer at a nearby food shelf or animal shelter, or write a letter to someone who's lonely, sick, or maybe just needs a pick-me-up. If you're not sure where to start, well, think about the causes and the people you care about and go from there. So pay it forward and spread generosity in the world. You'll find a lot more meaning and gratitude in your life. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
This Veterans Day, Sheer Quality Furniture proudly salutes the local Beatrice veterans for everything done for our country. Thank you, veterans, for your service and sacrifice. From your friends at Sheer Quality Furniture located in Beatrice, locally and family-owned discount furniture, mattress, and bedding store. Tees Grocery proudly salutes the nation's veterans for answering our country's call for help and expecting nothing in return. On Veterans Day, November 11th, take a moment to shake a veteran's hand and say thank you for your service. From the proud military supporters at Tees Grocery in Clifton, the local choice. Elmer's Repair asks everyone to take a moment and thank a hero this Veterans Day for their dedication and loyalty to protecting our country from harm, stateside and overseas, and knows America appreciates these brave men and women. From Elmer's Repair in Centralia, Case and IH Tractor Salvage, Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts.
Having a limited contact with agriculture doesn't stop young adults from forming strong opinions about how their food is produced. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
You met Brent Scotto in yesterday's show. Scotto is CEO of Aimpoint Research, and he recently shared at the AgriPulse Food and Ag Policy Summit West that his company has done a deep dive into what the younger generations want when it comes to food. Scotto says while young adults have strong convictions about their food preferences, they don't have much of a connection with the food production system on which to base those convictions.
They really have no deep concept of agriculture or farming or the management practices that are out there. They very much still have this Norman Rockwell view of farming, and they're in majority saying that they seek out experiences with farms. And I think you would probably agree that while 81% think that they've had an on-farm experience, most of that has been limited to picking pumpkins or picking apples or fruits or other probably fall engagements as they seek out agritourism opportunities. The bottom line, though, is consumers are interested more than ever at where their food comes from and how it's being grown, and they're paying more and more attention to it than ever.
Scotto shares more in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA Stephanie Ho gives us an insight on where in the country there are still notable topsoil moisture shortages.
Drought is still a problem for some parts of the country.
And we are seeing some significant topsoil moisture shortages here, even this late in the season, from the plains westward.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey points to some notable areas of dryness.
Now, we did see some significant improvement in a few areas, but we still see every state except Oklahoma, Arizona, and Washington across the western half of the country showing topsoil moisture at least 50% very short to short.
He says Oklahoma was able to get off the list of seriously dry states because of major improvements in its moisture ratings.
A drop from 69 to 23% very short to short on account of the significant storm system that moved through the region. But we still have some really big numbers for shortages in the west, led by Utah, 83% very short to short.
Now, in other news, Roger Marshall won the Senate race in Kansas to replace Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts. The Republican Marshall won the seat with 53% of the vote. Roberts, who has served Kansas since 1981, starting in the House of Representatives, Roberts has also served as both the chairman of the House Ag Committee and Senate Ag Committees. Marshall is a member of the House Ag Committee, serving on commodity exchanges, energy and credit, and the livestock and foreign ag subcommittees. Marshall represented the large 1st District of Kansas since 2017. Republican Tracy Mann won the district seat with 71% of the vote. In his victory speech, Mann said, "I vow to be an advocate for agriculture." With the retirement of Roberts and Republican Representative Mike Conaway of Texas and the defeat of Democrat Colin Peterson, three of the top four ag positions in Congress will now have new representation. That's the news, and I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The final H-2A rule announced this week by the Department of Labor gives some farmers predictability in farm employee wages. Michael Clements talks about how farm worker wages will be handled moving forward.
The Department of Labor this week announced a change in how farm labor rate increases are determined. Allison Crittenden, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the final rule no longer uses USDA's Farm Labor Survey for workers who fall under core farm occupations.
So we're no longer using the survey-based wage methodology that has all those drastic swings from year to year of a 23% increase in 1 year or a 10% increase in a different region. Instead, we're moving to a two-year freeze and then using the employment cost index, which isn't as volatile, to dictate the increases starting in 2023.
Crittenden says farmers need the predictability provided by the final rule.
That provides stability and some level of predictability, especially for the next 2 years, knowing that wages won't increase until 2023 for those that qualify for the core farm occupations. Predictability and stability are very needed right now during the pandemic and all of the market uncertainty that we're still facing.
Crittenden says the final rule puts in place a fair process that doesn't undermine the efforts to pay farm workers fair wages.
But it allows farmers to plan for the year ahead without having a drastic increase thrust on them at the beginning of the year. The ECI is a more stable index with increases ranging approximately 2.24% each year on average over the last decade. So it's something that allows farmers to predict and plan and figure out their labor needs while still paying a fair wage to their employees.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson, to talk about the fourth and what at one time was the only star in the FFA, the Star Farmer of America. From North Dakota.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
At first glance, Cole Ketterling seems like a typical American farmer. He raises beef cows for his supervised agricultural experience in FFA with the Wishek FFA chapter in North Dakota. But he also grows corn, soybeans, spring wheat, sunflowers on a rotation. But his time with FFA has taught him a unique skill, a valuable skill, welding. He said, I learned how to weld in the classroom and did a few competitions that involved that. And today I actually weld a lot on the farm because of it. Ketterling said he mostly puts his welding skills to repair broken equipment, but he also uses it for building fencing and other structural activities that are useful. And again, I quote him, it's stuff you don't think about using every day, and you don't use it every day, but once in a while it comes in real handy. His beef cattle project got its start when he was a kid backgrounding his father's cows to make them ready for placement in a packed feedlot. And from there, he bought his own cows. He began renting land to raise cattle and crops. And he started with 39 acres. Today, currently farms about 1,000 acres. Quite a story. He said FFA taught him more than just welding and farming. He said he also learned a lot about business management in his agricultural classes. He credited his father, Kermit Ketterling, and he's also his FFA advisor, credited his FFA advisor, Rocky Brown, for inspiring him to try new things to do. He said it was a good introduction and foundation for me to be going in the right direction. And when he graduated from North Dakota State University with a degree in ag economics, and so he has started as an ag loan officer in his hometown, but he is still farming, and said he has two paths to choose from for his future. And indeed he does, but that's what FFA teaches. He said, for now, this is where I'm starting. I'm getting a little off-the-farm income to help start farming more because of the economy. It's not the best time to start farming full-time right now. Congratulations to the star FFA farmer, and he's from the state of North Dakota. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nextar Media Group.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nextar Media Group.
This is a good time to think about your weed control strategy. If you had weeds still standing this year, develop a plan for next year on Successful Farming Radio.
The next big thing in soybean technology is coming. Expected soon, XtendFlex soybeans. The yield you want, the choice you need. Learn more at extendflexsoy.com.
The next big thing is here. From the system that brought you Roundup Ready to Extend technology comes a soybean like no other. Introducing XtendFlex soybeans. Elite genetics, now with the addition of glufosinate tolerance. Learn more at extendflexsoy.com. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. No dicamba may be used in crop with XtendFlex soybeans unless and until approved, and no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season.
It's about time. Applied at planting, new Xyway 3D fungicide from FMC delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind Infurrow Xyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Is done or almost done, but you've got a few stray weeds that managed to make it through the season alive. Weed control is not a one-and-done effort, so you have to make a plan to fight them back next year. Tommy Butts is an extension weed specialist at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. He says the first step is to know what you have out there.
What kind of weeds are your problem weeds? Which ones are surviving and escaping, you know, especially at harvest here? What's left? What's giving us the most trouble? And you really want to start to try and develop a plan then based around those problematic weeds that, you know, year in and year out seem to be giving you trouble, seem to be escaping, seem to be the problem at harvest time, because those are obviously the ones that we're just not taking care of.
Maybe you know what those weeds are. There could be any number of reasons why they weren't controlled. He says this is important to figure out going forward.
So whether that is herbicide resistance, whether it was just a bad environmental year for trying to get herbicides to work, you know, we had delays on getting timely applications out, whether we're just not using the best cultural strategies, trying to make an assessment plan from there on maybe why something escaped and what I could do differently to be more successful in a following year.
But says not to rely on one big hammer, such as herbicides only. It takes many little hammers to beat the weeds at their own game. This could include smothering them out with cover crops, planting earlier in the spring, and deep fall tillage every few years to bury the weed seeds. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about coming up with a weed battle plan at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Thursday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday point, still mostly higher numbers, but not quite as sharp of gains as we were seeing earlier, especially in the grains. At 1.8 double-digit gain, Kansas City wheat now for the month of December just up a penny at 560 and a half. March up 0.75 cents at 566 and 0.75. Both Chicago and spring wheat have also slowed down. Same story for the corn complex, still mostly higher, however, not quite as sharply as earlier. December corn just up 3 3/4 cents at 409. March to 414 and a quarter, that's up 3 cents. Still a whale of a day for the soybeans, though. November beans up 23 and a half to 1102 and a half. January selling at 1104 and a half, that's up 18 1/4 cents. December soybean meals up 390 to 389.70. And soybean oils up 115 to 35.54. Cotton complex is mixed today. December cotton has dropped down 13 points now to 70.10. Beyond that, slight gains as March is up 2 points at 71.21. Into the livestock now, we're still seeing a mixed to mostly higher day across the board. December live cattle now up 32 cents at 108.20. February to 111.32, that's up 55. November feeder cattle up 20 cents to 137.90. January up 47 to 135.62. However, they do see some weaker numbers beyond that. December lean hog still up 80 cents at 67.15. February's up $1.05 at 68.02. Throughout the energy markets, mostly lower numbers today. Crude oil, rather, down 35 cents at $38.79 a barrel. Unleaded gas is fractionally higher at $1.11 a gallon. That's really the only green. Heating oil slightly down to $1.16. And December natural gas loses 5 back down to $2.99. Through the metals, gold's up 51.70 to 1947.90. Silver's up $1.28, trading at 25.17 an ounce. Dollar index still down 60 points. Markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you.
Is a limited powertrain warranty.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.